Thank you, Chair. And maybe just to offer a few closing observations from our delegation as well. And first, just to, again, thank you, your team and the ISU for organizing us so well this week. We have seen a level of engagement, a level of seriousness that we haven't seen, at least for a consistent period of 5 days in quite a long time, and we're very optimistic about the prospects for the next several months, and that is due in large part to the effort that you and your team have made, to your thoughtful guidance. We also think that this is something that that happened because of the seriousness with which all of the delegations approached this week, and with which civil society approached its engagement this week. I think our delegation also recognizes that for the first time, really in the years that we've been working together, we now have very concrete proposals on the table that identify with quite a bit of specificity the measures, the articulations that delegations believe should be the focus of our work as we move forward. And I think we have a rich body of work at this point that should guide us as we move into the next few months. So we're really looking forward to continuing this work. In listening to the interventions this afternoon, we're hearing again a lot of commitment to this process. I think, like others, we were particularly moved by the vision of the future that the Palestinian delegation described. And one thing that I just wanted to come back to is this idea of trust and commitment, because I really do think that that is maybe more than anything else what's needed at this point in this room. If I close my eyes and think about Rawls' theory of justice through the veil of ignorance, what I think is maybe most important is the idea that we have trust in and a commitment to the process that we're in right now. This is a multilateral process. Even behind the veil of ignorance, I think it's easy to understand that every delegation is going to come here with different perspectives. And so the importance of the process is to allow us to work together to achieve an outcome. We have to trust one another. We have to recognize that all of us that are sitting here are also entrusted by our countries or by our organizations to represent them. And so we have to respect the perspectives that everybody brings, because they're not just sitting here as individuals with ideas. They're here because they represent a much larger group of people. So as I think about trust and commitment, what I think I will carry forward is the idea that we need to trust the process that we're in, and the idea that that we need to work together to find a way forward and stay committed to that idea. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.